All right, call this meeting to order, stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing, Pastor Brent, would you do the invocation, please?
Almighty Creator God, we ask that at this meeting here, these fine men and women leading our community, that you let them feel your loving presence here, that you provide them with the wisdom for any decisions and solutions they come up with, and give them the heart of a shepherd to think of all their citizens and all the people they serve. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, clerk, if you'd call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Yep.
And Brad Ward's absent. Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Pascal.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Leiferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, we'll move on. Everyone's looked at the minutes. Do we have any additions or corrections to the minutes? If none, if we could have a motion to accept the minutes, please. Motion by Sally, second by John. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. All right, everyone has a treasurer's report, right?
I just printed one and laid it out here for everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
All right, we have a treasurer's report here. Treasurer's absent this evening. Anyone can see it if they wish.
Yeah, if you have any questions, you guys can call me tomorrow or whatever.
Yes. Mr. Collins is absent. We have no attorney, no engineer. Do we have anyone from the public? Public comments or petitions? Having no one, moving on.
I did have one thing. For once, I did have something.
Okay.
We have a contract with IDOT, and they've always paid us 75% on the stoplights down there for the Ameren bills, and now they're going to start paying us 100%.
Wow.
Awesome. It's not lots, but still, we're getting 100% reimbursed for the light bill or the Ameren bill down there.
And so. I've had quite a few comments to me about how well you guys are taking care of the roads in town here with the ice and everything. They really, really appreciate it. So nothing but positive comments on it.
Yes, I agree. I get the same thing.
I'm concerned they shut them stoplights off.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Sally?
I have nothing to report.
Thank you. Sewer, Mr. Spotlow.
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Streets and alleys, Mr. Miller.
Nope, just compliment the guys on the streets doing the job. That's it.
Nothing for police and ESDA, Mr. Ward's absent. You have anything for the water, Mr. Miller?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Mr. Long, utilities and publications, do you have anything?
We need to discuss some things about our city buildings around the water tower at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
We've got ancient heat systems in them. And they're probably 30-year-old electric heaters. They barely keep up when we have weather like we got right now. And there's no backup whatsoever. If electricity goes out for 3 or 4 days, pump room gone. Unless you go put up.
Here.
You know,
where's that at? Storage?
Down there.
Storage
down.
Okay.
We'd like to upgrade heaters and also add a propane heater for backup in case electricity goes off. Propane or natural gas. We're not sure if there's natural gas at the fairgrounds or not.
I think there is. I think that's what heats
but
the office.
If it's natural gas, we'd go that way, and if it isn't, why we'd need a propane tank. That's my problem.
We had propane when we was at the temporary fire station.
At the bus garage, I know there is a tank out back there for that heat, but I think it's just because it's an LP heater. That's what they had.
I mean, that's basically, we need heaters at the lab and the filter room. Not the waterworks, and we need to replace the heaters in all the maintenance buildings on Marshall because but they're barely keeping up, and they're 30 years old. And we could save 30-40% of our power bills by upgrading heaters. We don't need backups in any shed that equipment stored in, but we do want backups. We need backups in our water sheds. And I'll let Evan take it from there.
Yeah, a lot of our buildings, we've kept them maintained the best we could. What happened is some of these buildings that we have, we purchased newer equipment, street sweepers, back trucks, stuff like that. So we just did like a full face styrofoam to help insulate the building, because that's the only garage that the garage door would go high enough. Lots of cheap fix, and the heater just runs, you know, when it's pulled out. It's just 24/7. So to me, it's either try to energy efficient the building, or we figure something else out with having three buildings that can even work with roofs. We got some roofs that leak and keep patching. Gutters are gone, you know, on some of the buildings. But the buildings, they're good, but they were all set up for dry storage prior to increasing our equipment and bettering our equipment. So we got to keep, like, back truck, it's important to keep the freezing. Just our pumps and stuff. But my thought process was, if there was a grain out there, we got that spare lot over on Marshall now. If I get quotes, have someone quote to fix up our buildings, to fix the leaking roofs and all that stuff, and what it costs to energy efficient it better, and then take that, and if there's a grant out there over time, compare that to that and see what's cheaper. Is it cheaper to shut off, you know, maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 heaters it's running? If you want, you know, just something to throw out there, the building to work. But same with wastewater, what we were talking about there was, we got, you know, the old hanging heaters, not the most energy efficient in our lab. And then we got a window unit for the AC. That's something where we got a closet area there that used to be the old chlorine room. That's something, if you just got rid of both those, are you going to save money down the road having something more efficient? And it heats and cools the lab, get better climate control than your heater kick on and getting real hot and then cooling off and then getting on. The filter room, it's got four heaters. Currently only one works. I talked to Hines last year, and he said you'd be better off getting two new ones. Just hanging one up on like the northwest, and then the southeast side of the building, just run two, and not even mess with all four of them. Because you're burning the fuel, he said that'd pay itself off in the long run too. So just some things to think about over, you know, the next few years of what we can do to better these buildings and keep them. You know, we don't want to be losing buildings over neglect.
Agreed.
We just need to upgrade the heating systems, mainly the water out fairgrounds. If we get a blackout or a brownout 3 or 4 days, pump room's gonna freeze.
Yeah.
And then you're talking $250,000 worth of equipment up in smoke, you know.
Well, you'd have to probably temporary salamander, but
yeah.
If you can, you'd have to still keep feeding it.
Yeah.
But
we need it for where you can.
I mean, is this something like a ventless gas heater would heat that, wouldn't it? I mean.
Mm-hmm.
The way that heater works, it don't blow very hot. It's one of them. I was actually looking at it to see what it was, because I, you know, go price some stuff.
Yeah, but
and it's a 483 phase, and geez, that thing, you know, blows the cool air, and it just runs 24/7 down there.
I mean, that's what I was thinking. But a ventless gas heater, ventless gas heater would heat that building, wouldn't it?
It should.
I mean, it's not that big a building.
No.
And you get a 20,000 BTU vent. Ventless ceramic grid heater, you buy them at Menards and Lowe's or anywhere for $200.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What we need is figure out whether we got, and I didn't look, but I thought there was an LP tank out there.
And you may be right, but I
But I'll go back out tomorrow and look, because if there's natural gas, we won't have to fill the tank. But there's two buildings out there that need, because there's the other building, the smaller building, has plug-in type electric space heaters that just plug in the wall. Once it's cold.
Yeah, they're not gonna cut it.
Besides the safety factors, you know, so if we could just upgrade a little bit, it would really make a big difference.
Okay.
We'll get some numbers next meeting.
Okay.
And because I looked at our budget, we're not exactly rich.
Like ventless gas heaters, Evan, you guys could put those in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you feel confident doing that? Okay. Jim did what we all should do, is take a tour of these places, and so we know what's going on. And we have talked about it. It's just kind of the weather got cold, so when it warms up a little bit and this ice melts, we all need to get together and look at these things.
I firmly believe everybody needs to do that.
Yeah.
That way you know what's going on. The guy over there in the corner is operating on fingernails on half the equipment we got, and he's having to do it all by himself. So that's another thing we need to address, because he can't even take a day off. We need to get somebody else trained.
There you go.
You know, he's,
yep,
he's just one guy. He can't do the whole show. And he's doing great at it right now, but one of these days he's going to snap.
Another thing about buildings, if you guys haven't been to the basement lately, go down there and look what these guys have done to this basement. They painted and cleaned and, I mean, really made that space down there usable.
Good.
And very good job.
A lot of thanks to Sarah.
Very
good.
I
haven't organized it on yet, but she's been working on remodeling the downstairs.
Yes, Sarah Boehner has done an outstanding job.
She is fabulous at what she does.
Outstanding. Yep. So, okay, thank you. Moving on, tourism.
Nothing
Kim?
To report.
Thank you. Tiff, John, do you have anything?
No.
Just what we're going to talk about later.
Yeah.
Amanda couldn't be here tonight. She did leave something, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She just wanted me to mention that the grant for the downtown Main Street area got sent in, and then the grant for the blacksmith shop. I kind of just threw a bunch of stuff together because we didn't have a list for that Main Street grant. So, you know, Evan had been working on a little bit, but didn't have a whole lot. So, you want me to go over what I told her? Which I can. Consider what we put in there was like to blacktop the first two blocks off of Main Street. What is it, from Avenue B to Milton. And then do new sidewalks in that whole area. New roof and gutters and a front door at the visitor center. Second floor repair on the visitor center, with including an elevator. To put in an elevator in there also. Replace all the fire hydrants in this area also, where they're doing the blacktop and the sidewalks. Porter Park, we put in four new benches, two iron tables and chairs, the concession stand, and then a new water fountain, waterfall. And then for City Hall, we put in windows and a door. And, you know, the grant's $3 million, which we were allowed. That only came up to $1,149,000. And I couldn't think of anything else. I was doing it at the last minute.
Right.
So, but we got some stuff in there.
I put my list in.
Yeah. So she said that was fine, you know, just some ideas of stuff we wanted, and just, you know, we looked up amounts and kind of guessed at prices, and she said that was fine, so we had got it put in.
Good.
So.
That's quick thinking.
It kind of makes it confined, you know, it's not a very big area, so it's trying to.
Everything helps.
I thought that'd be fixing up, you know, Porter Park, City Hall, Visitor Center, in the streets and sidewalks, so.
That'd be a big help.
Yeah. So that was it. She just wanted me to tell you guys that, you know, both of those got submitted.
Very good. Very good. Christmas committee, the Hickeys aren't here this evening, so we have nothing there. Evan, do you have anything more?
Obviously New Year, just some numbers, I believe she gave you guys some papers from the mall.
It's on the water.
For the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, like from 19,
Just to show you what we pumped and what we've metered, meters obviously come down quite a bit, like this year, you know, we found some pretty large leaks, so next year I'm hoping to have that pumped a lot less, but I'm hoping for our meter to go up more, obviously, better revenue there. We're down a little bit, but so is our census, you know, so the people moving and stuff like that, we're gonna lose revenue. But the water loss, it did really good this year, for the total amount. Altogether, I think it's come 27%, I don't know if you guys got that one, but that's good. You know, for years we're hovering 50-40% water loss, so that's down, so that's better. We're not spending money pumping it out of the ground and get wasted in places. So see that come down, less wear and tear on pumps, motors. So we're really good there. The percentage was up last month due to, you know, we get your occasional leaks here and there, but I believe there's full service line leaks. This month we'll have the same thing, you know, cold weather snapped, had a few places freeze up and run a lot of water, so unfortunately they're on the unmetered side of that, so but we're keeping tabs of it. That stuff's going good. Other than that, just trying to get prepped for the snow, keep equipment going. Still got one spur we're working on, trying to figure out why it's not working. Electric ones, so you know, salt and electrical don't mix every year. So, other than that, I think we're pretty good so far. Wastewater is doing all right. We did get on the program that provided LED lights for free, so we went ahead and we got every building for the city done. They're all LED now. The interior lights, the exterior lights, you'd have to pay for. We were actually looking into doing the downtown streetlights to LED, but the ones that they can provide are the same bulb, but it's got the large base, so they got to sell you an adapter. Well, you got to pay for these bulbs, you get a discounted price, which is good, but then once you throw in that other piece, it's not worth us doing all that work of adapting it. You know, I feel like you just buy the right bulb for it, screw it in, it doesn't set up another 2.5 inches up in the globe, and it's not using the light right in the canister like it should. So that's why if you see some lights out, those are burn up ballast. Changing the light bulb is not going to fix it. So we've been looking at some LEDs that we can purchase and just switch them out easier by direct wiring them. Just trying to save on money since we use the lights quite a bit and the power. So anything to help. So it's a little brighter in here, but they give you a bulb, you don't get a choice. They are what they are. So the visitor center, it's all redone too. Like I said, every building that we have is LED. So that's what we worked on for some of the cold days that we had. Like Doug said earlier, Sarah's been working on the basement portion of this building, getting it squared away for us, so then we can use all them rooms instead of just a messy storage room. That should cover it.
All right, very good. Thanks, Evan. No unfinished business. New business. An ordinance to amend the Gene Yokish Healing Springs Cottage TIF agreement with Jack and Billy Simmons. Cindy, do you have anything to?
Yeah, this. Billy had brought in all the receipts for working on that building. Well, the TIF only had Gene's name on it, and they wanted to know why we were paying Billy, etc. Simmons instead of Gene. So I explained to him, it's their building, she's just renting, blah, blah, blah. He said, well, we need to put their name on the TIF agreement, so, you know, since we're writing them the check. So that's what this is. It's nothing. Then I can write them a check tomorrow once this is okay. Because they've got done a lot of work. Everything's done except for doing the roof, which can't be done till spring. So that's it. Now I can pay Billy once this is all signed.
All right. Just more government red tape.
Yeah.
Do we have to vote on?
Yeah, we got to vote because I have to fill in who voted.
Move to approve.
So.
Motion by John, second by Sally. Have a roll call vote. We have to roll call that probably.
Yeah. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
And Mayor? Because you have to vote on this too. Okay.
All right, motion carries. Is this the original? Let me sign this one? Or?
Yes.
All right. Next.
Yeah, it doesn't matter which one.
Next item of business, the payment of PPRT to Lewiston Carnegie Public Library District. Yeah. Can you explain that one?
Yeah, I sent everybody one on their stuff, but I figured it wrong. So they have I have the corrected one on the table. Because I couldn't figure out why I only had 5 payments. Well, I figured the wrong months. So, because I had to go back to May of 2020 to April 30th of 21. So, because it has to have 8 payments.
Which one's the right one?
The one that's laying on your desk is the correct one.
Oh, it says May 2020
on
it.
Yeah, that's the right one.
So, yeah, and you guys understand what this is, and it's the, we get this personal property replacement tax, we get some from the township, we get it from the state, and then we have to give 19.6% to the library.
Yeah.
So. Okay, once again, housekeeping, everyone understand that? We need
I move to approve the PPRT for 2022.
Motion by Kendall, second by Kim. Do we have to have a roll call? Or?
Yeah, since it's money.
Okay, roll call, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Having no other business to discuss, everyone looked at the bills. Do you have any questions on the bills?
Cindy, did you pay the carbon for the green
leaf? I never did get anything from her.
Oh, I sent it to you.
I never got it.
You didn't? Okay, now I messaged it. So,
okay. Okay. My personal?
It's okay. I'll just send it again. I got it.
Okay. Okay. Or did you send it to
the Lewiston clerk? I sent it to you instead of the city.
Okay.
That's okay.
Because I thought about that when I was doing the Neiman Foods bill today. I thought, I never got that from the garden.
Garden got back
I must
back
not
today,
get everything because I
the
think...
The garden got back early today, didn't they?
From their heat being out? Yeah. Is that? I don't know.
I think Brad Ward sent me some stuff one day and I never did get it.
I knew it's been out for quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Like a week?
3 or 4 days last week, I think.
Yeah.
And they had that bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all bad.
Worst. This ice is terrible.
Okay, yeah, that's where it was.
Okay. On Messenger?
Yeah.
Okay.
On Messenger. So I don't need to send it again, though, do I?
Let me see if I got it.
It was December 21st when I sent it.
No, I still didn't get it. I got something from you in October. That's the last thing I got from you.
So, see if you got it now.
Is this a new bill or something?
It's a bill from Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm. That we're going to include in our bills tonight, or so is this?
No, so we'll get it. I'll pay it.
With it? Okay.
Okay, fine, just send it.
Okay. I'll let you know if I don't end up getting it. So.
We have any questions? Any other questions on the bills?
I move to approve the bills. Properly endorsed.
Motion by Kendall, second by Sally. All in favor? No, roll call vote.
Yeah, bills.
Roll call
vote. Alderperson Cy Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. We'll go on another month paying the bills. Anybody have anything further? And if not, if I can have a motion to adjourn, we will. All in night. Motion.
All
second by Kendall. Motion carried. Good night, everyone. Thanks for coming.